Welcome to Ancient and New, folks, and Merry Christmas. It's about this time of the rolling year that old Scrooge pleads with the spirit of Christmas yet to come. Tell me I may sponge out the writing on that stone, and then promises to be a different man, a better man. And lo and behold, he was. As the story goes, he was better than his word and knew how to keep Christmas if any man did. I'm pumped you're here, listening to the next installment of our podcast series, You Tell Us, in which some friends and listeners are joining the show to tell us what character in the Christmas story they are connecting with this Advent season. Today, you get to hear from our dear friend, Cassidy Taylor. Cass is on Young Life staff in Jackson, Tennessee, and crushing it out there in her ministry. My goodness. Cass is also my personal worship leader. That is to say, when she's home and in the room at Triple C praising the Lord, my worship drafts off of her love for the Lord and levels right on up. She's just the best. And you're going to love what she has to say. Cass, do your thing.
So this Advent season, I honestly find myself being really drawn to Elizabeth and her story. And I think it's kind of funny because, like, we couldn't be more different. Like, she's an older woman, she's married, and she's struggling to have kids. And none of those things are true in my life right now. But I do know what it's like to long for something that I don't have, and I know what it's like to hope for what seems impossible, and just like Elizabeth, I know what it's like for God to bring the dead parts of my story to life, for him to bless me in dark places in my life. And it's so incredible that this woman who was unable to have children became pregnant. The Lord blessed her in that, and I love how she looked to God and said, how kind the Lord is. He has taken away my disgrace. And I can definitely say the same thing from my life, that the Lord has been so kind to me and has taken away my disgrace. Even just last spring, like, I was experiencing random panic attacks to the point where I really felt like I couldn't catch my breath. And I kind of felt paralyzed. And it was something that I really wanted to keep hidden. And I was kind of ashamed of, which is not something to be ashamed of, but that's just what the enemy does, is he makes us feel shame and makes us want to hide. And in the midst of one of the worst ones that I had, I just was crying out to God, and I was just praying scriptures of peace over myself. And ever since that night, I haven't had another one. And that's just because the Lord has brought forth light in a dark place in my life and has brought people to walk alongside me in that. And I love that God doesn't stop there. Like, he doesn't just, like, bless us one time. It's like he just keeps the blessings going and allows, like, the ways that he has blessed our lives to just pour out onto other people. And that's another reason why I really do feel like I relate to Elizabeth in this season, because, like, it kind of seems like she was like Mary's young life leader. Like, she got to walk alongside Mary as she was carrying the Son of God. I love that the same angel that told Elizabeth's husband that they were going to have a baby appeared to Mary and told her that she, as a virgin, was going to give birth to the Son of God. And that angel name dropped Elizabeth, and her story became part of Mary's story. And he was basically like, if God can give Elizabeth a child, old and unable to have children, then he's got this with you. And I feel like in this season, God has blessed me, and he's allowed what he's doing in me to encourage high school girls, girls that are younger than me, just like Mary, to Elizabeth, in anything that they're walking through. And I love that Elizabeth didn't make anything happen. Like, God did it all. He just blessed her, and she was just living in that blessing. And I love that she got to walk alongside Mary and show her that God can, like, make the impossible possible. And in this season, I feel like God is birthing something new in me, whether it's confidence in a place where insecurity once lived, or peace and anxiety, or feeling safe when I used to feel unsafe a lot. And so, and I feel like he's allowing these gifts that he is giving me to be a testimony to others that need hope, when hope seems far away or when life seems scary. And so, I don't know, I just feel like I've really been relating to Elizabeth in this season, and I'm really grateful for that.